Turning the screws on the Russian elite. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden announcing a new round of sanctions aimed at allies of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Today I'm announcing that we're adding dozens of names to the list, including one of Russia's wealthiest billionaires. And I'm banning travel to America by more than 50 Russian oligarchs, their families, and their close associates.
The president says the sanctions on Putin and wealthy Russians will maximize the impact on Putin and will minimize the impact on the American people. Russian forces are battling for control of a crucial energy-producing city in the south of Ukraine, and there are reports they're gaining ground in their efforts to cut off the country from the sea as Ukrainian leaders call on citizens to rise up and engage in guerrilla warfare. The former Louisville, Kentucky police officer charged with wanton endangerment in the police raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor has been cleared of all charges. Brent Hankison's attorney, Stuart Matthews.
We're very pleased with what the jury did, and you know, you can't get any better than that.
The panel of eight men and three women delivered the verdict almost 3 hours after getting the case. Prosecutors say Hankison fired through sliding glass doors in a window of Taylor's apartment during the raid that left Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman, dead. But none of the bullets fired from his gun hit Taylor. He says he fired because he thought his fellow officers were being executed. Former President Trump and the New York Attorney General's office have reached a deal that puts a deposition on hold while Trump appeals the ruling requiring he testify in a civil investigation into his business practices. Lawyers for Trump argue ordering the former president and his two eldest children to testify violates their constitutional rights because testimony could be used in a criminal case against him. Wall Street, the Dow lost 96, the Nasdaq off 214. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Labor Department has released updated jobless claims numbers.
Economists have been expecting to see the labor market improve with fewer COVID Omicron-related disruptions and sick outs, and there was another slight improvement last week. The number of new claims dropped to 215,000. The number of continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, was little changed at 1.4 million. New claims rose to nearly 300,000 in mid-January, though the overall picture was still an improvement compared with this time last year. Demand for workers continues to outpace supply, which has made companies reluctant to lay people off. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A California doctor has pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge for joining the Capitol riot. Dr. Simone Gold, founder of the anti-vaccine group America's Frontline Doctors, entered the plea to a charge of entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds. She's also admitted to entering the building and delivering a speech in Statuary Hall about her opposition to vaccine mandates and COVID restrictions. Facing a boycott by athletes, the International Paralympic Committee has reversed course, barring Russian and Belarusian teams from competing.
IPC President Andrew Parsons said, "The war has now come to these games, and behind the scenes, many governments are having an influence on our cherished event." He said, "We were trying to protect the games from war." The IPC, unable to ignore Paralympians from other countries in the athletes' village in Beijing, who threatened to withdraw if Russian and Belarusian athletes were allowed to compete. The IPC president said it was a very, very volatile environment in the athletes' village, a very rapid escalation, which we did not think was going to happen. Jared Max, Fox News.
A ship carrying a load of coal that went down in a storm on Lake Superior in 1891 has been recovered. The Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society says the Atlanta was being towed during the storm and the line snapped. Crew members got into a lifeboat, though only two survived. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.